mistreat me, and I want to be with you all the time. I just can't get enough of you if you mistreat me. Treat me nice, and I used to have girls when I was in high school break up with me. They say, you're too nice. So what the heck does that mean? Now I understand what that meant. I was being saved from some psycho. Because you got to be crazy to tell somebody that you want to get away from them because they treat you too nice. Mm-hmm. You got to have a low self-image. Mm-hmm. And a person with a low self-image isn't fun to be in a relationship with. They're high maintenance. Mm-hmm. They make you work too hard for their dysfunctional love. Mm-hmm. When you get it, you go, you mean this is what I went through all this for? This was it? Have you ever had a relationship like that? Well, you just wonder, what happened? What did I make a wrong turn? Well, you weren't honest with yourself. It means that if I was really being honest with myself, I wouldn't be in conflict in this relationship. If I was really honest, I wouldn't be in conflict with you. So let me read the next paragraph now. Then it goes on to say, the peace of mind which the advanced teachers of God, or teachers of love, that's what that means, the peace of mind which the advanced teachers of love experience is largely due to their perfect honesty. Peace of mind is largely due to complete honesty. Now, it is only the wish to deceive that makes for war or conflict. No one, I repeat, no one at one with himself can even conceive a conflict. If you were truly at one with yourself, you could, in conflict, what? What is that? Here's the definition of conflict. Conflict is the inevitable result of self-deception. Self-deception is dishonesty. There is no challenge to a teacher of love. There is no challenge to a teacher of God. Challenge implies doubt. If he would say you got it, it's a challenge, implies doubt. He says, but the trust on which God's teachers rest secure makes doubt impossible. What a teacher of love trusts in makes doubt impossible. Therefore, the teacher of God can only succeed. A teacher of love and truth can only succeed. A demonstrator of love can only succeed. In this, as in all things, a teacher of God, all teachers of God, they are honest. So they can only succeed because they never do their will alone. If somebody is a true teacher of the truth, they're going to choose for all mankind. They're going to choose for all the world. They're going to choose for all things in the world. They're going to choose for the unchanging. You're going to choose for the unchangeable beyond appearances. And you're going to choose for the Son of God, which is your real self. And you're going to choose for your Creator. So if you're choosing for all of that, how could you not succeed? You're choosing in complete honesty, perfect honesty, sure of your choice as of yourself. All right. Now we're going to have some fun with this. Isn't it cool? The Course in Miracles has its own definitions. That's what makes it so incredible. So one of the definitions that it gave was that if you're honest, you're consistent. Right? So watch what happens when you go back through that, substituting the word consistency for honesty. It says, The once you develop trust, the rest of the traits of being a cool person have to follow. This is Earl Purdy paraphrase time. Okay? Alright. He says, now only the trusting can afford to be honest. So that's the same as saying only the trusting can afford to be consistent, because if you're trusting, you're going to be consistent. If I trust that the way to talk to you through a microphone is to pick up this microphone, then every time I get ready to talk to you through the microphone, I'm going to pick up the microphone. I'm not going to pick up my book. I trust, so I'm consistent. I trust that this is the way to communicate with you, so I'm consistent in using this to communicate with you. So where there is no trust, there is no consistency. So then it goes on to say, only the trusting can afford consistency, because only the trusting can see the value of consistency. Who's the most frightening person in your life is the most inconsistent one? It's the one that you don't know what they're going to do. From moment to moment, from day to day, they work up in a good mood today, yesterday they weren't in a good mood. You don't know what they're going to be like when you walk through the door. That produces conflict, does it? Not, and that's because you're dealing with a dishonest situation. You're dealing with an inconsistent situation, so therefore it's impossible for you to trust. So you're not going to trust somebody who's inconsistent. And when you try to make yourself trust somebody who's inconsistent, you just bring yourself into conflict and fear, don't you? So because you're trying to make yourself trust who you don't trust. Or you're trying to make yourself love who you don't love. A lot of people are doing that. I don't like you. My spiritual path is to make myself like you, even though I can't stand you. So my spiritual path is to learn how to like everybody I don't. So I'm on the spiritual path. I got to learn how to like the boss I don't like. I got to learn how to like the coworker I don't like. I got to learn how to like the kid I don't like. I got to learn how to like the financial, because I'm spiritual. So I got to learn how to love everything I don't like. It is impossible to do that in an inconsistent situation. So if you're dealing with inconsistency, you shouldn't beat yourself up for not being trusting, because it's natural not to trust where there's no love. It's odd not to trust where there's no love. I wouldn't trust somebody who I don't see any love. That's stupid. Because they're going to be inconsistent. But you can't stop me from having a good feeling that I'd have from giving you the love. And you can't stop me from having a good feeling I'd have from giving you the trust. And the way that I'm going to trust you is that no matter what you do, I will have such love for myself that I will not allow you to affect my peace. And I take full responsibility for dealing with you, because I knew I couldn't trust you in the beginning because you're totally inconsistent. So I have to take responsibility for what I do with you. And if I take full responsibility for what I do with you, I could never be angry at you about how you act. Because I knew you were inconsistent at the very beginning. Do you know why I know you were inconsistent at the very beginning? Because I'm inconsistent and I wouldn't attract anybody any different from me. So I know all about you when you say you like me. You know what I'm saying? Okay, this is good. So then it says the term actually means what? Consistency. Then the Course in Miracles goes on to describe to us exactly what it's talking about. If you're an honest person, if you're a consistent person, then nothing you say contradicts what you think. You're not going to tell me something different from what you're thinking. But he said that we haven't developed the deeper characteristics that are going to be what we are later. So don't beat yourself up if you can't do this yet. You're hearing about what you're going to be like. So if you hold it against the way you are now, you just feel bad instead of feeling inspired, because you're the oak seed. And right now I'm describing the beauty of the mighty oak to the oak seed. And he said, are you out of your cotton picking mind? You went on the what? Branches extended 100 feet. Are you insane? Do you see I'm just this little round oak seed? What's wrong with you, man? See, that's us. When the truth gets, when we hear about what we are, then we go, oh man, that sounds impossible. Mm-hmm. It's just like the oak seed hearing about the oak tree. Of course it sounds impossible. But don't worry about it. It's the oak tree that's telling the oak tree, oak seed, what's going on. So the part of you that's guiding you on your spiritual path to what you want to be is the part of you that's already achieved it, and it's telling you what it did to get there, and you call it your inner guidance. But you have to come from the premise that you've already succeeded. You are the mighty oak. See, if you don't see that, it's there. The oak tree is in the oak seed. The unlimited God being is in the child of God. So right now, we're just being inconsistent, because we have not been in an environment that was safe enough to say exactly what you think without being attacked or feeling like you're going to lose. You see what I mean? So it's impossible to be completely honest with somebody you're afraid of. It's almost impossible to be completely honest with somebody you're afraid of. Because somebody you're afraid of losing, you're going to be tempted to change what you say to make sure you don't lose them. So the more special you think a person is to you, the more quickly you may find yourself being willing to lie to them, because you don't want to lose the specialness that you have with them. That's why you're always the last one to know. Everybody else could have told you weeks ago. But they know you would have tripped out, because you were busy deceiving yourself. And when a person is deceiving themselves, they react to direct approaches of the truth as if they're being attacked, and they get mad at you. So don't you tell me the truth when I'm trying to fool myself, or else I'll get mad. Your friends know that. So they lay back. If you're so willing to let you know. But you might be deceiving yourself. How can you know you're deceiving yourself? Because you're feeling pain. So, the Course says, if you're an honest person, no thought opposes any other thought. That means no. I don't have the thought of I'm a cool person, I'm an uncool person. I'm a cool person, I'm an uncool person. I'm a happy person, I'm an unhappy person. I'm the truth, and I'm an illusion. I'm the child of God, but I'm also about my thoughts are not opposing each other, if I'm honest. But the mind says, well, what does that mean? Well, that means no act belies your word. You're going to act the way you say. What does that mean? Well, it means that not one word that you have in your being lacks agreement with another part of your being or word in your being. So since the outer is a reflection of the inner. The outer is a reflection of the inner. Your outer life is a reflection of what's going on inside your consciousness. Your outer life is a reflection of what's going on inside your conscious and subconscious minds. Your outer life is a reflection of what's going on inside your conscious.